Global Warning, A Message to Humanity by Russell Simmons. Introduction. A global wake-up call. The planet is groaning under the weight of humanity's unchecked growth and consumption. As we surge forward, expanding urban landscapes and extracting resources at breakneck speed, we are setting off ecological alarms. Imagine a balance, one where every square mile of bustling cityscape is offset by 55 square miles of pristine farmland and untouched wilderness. This balance is crucial for survival. And yet, we are tipping the scales, rapidly depleting Earth's resources and threatening the fragile ecosystems that support life as we know it. Oceans choked and ecosystems fraying. Our oceans, once symbols of vast, unending life, are now choked with waste and toxins. The delicate web of marine life is unraveling, with many species of fish and even whales teetering on the edge of extinction. Humanity's hunger for more, a lifestyle of high consumption and convenience, is swallowing up natural habitats and extinguishing diverse species. The toll is not abstract. It's a silent crisis, eroding the foundations of the natural world that sustains us. The looming shortages. The reality is stark. Earth cannot keep up with the demand. Clean water, fertile land, food, fuel, and even air may become scarce if we continue on our current trajectory. Our resources are finite, but our consumption grows boundlessly. Without serious intervention to curb population growth, we will face catastrophic shortages. We risk a future where billions suffer from hunger, thirst, and exposure to the elements. A future of desperation and survival, where resources are fought over rather than shared. A tragic echo of the lemmings. There is an eerie parallel between human populations and the lemmings who rush toward cliffs in tragic droves. Unrestrained population growth may lead to billions of children born into a world with no means to support them. Cities, once symbols of progress and innovation, will become overcrowded and impoverished, with children scavenging for food in garbage dumps. We cannot ignore this runaway scenario. A catastrophic population boom that could push our planet beyond repair, driving countless species and entire ecosystems to extinction. Facing our future, the 9 billion threshold. Some projections show that human population growth may peak around 9 billion by 2030. Yet this number still represents a monumental strain on Earth's resources. With climate change intensifying, we may have to engineer towering dikes to hold back rising oceans, while cities swell to unsustainable sizes. Beyond the environmental impact, natural disasters, disease, famine, and conflict loom as likely outcomes of an overburdened planet. The thought of such suffering is intolerable, especially when much of it could have been prevented by a universal commitment to family planning. The erosion of quality amid quantity. The joy and wonder of life are eroding as we prioritize quantity over quality. Humanity's relentless drive to claim more land for cities and agriculture comes at the expense of the natural world. Old growth forests are razed, countless species are pushed to extinction, and irreplaceable medicinal plants vanish, taking their healing potential with them. Though Earth is resilient, there is a breaking point. She can support billions, but she cannot withstand unending population growth without devastating consequences. The silent truth: education and equality as keys to change. A profound truth emerges when we examine global demographics. Where education flourishes and women are empowered, birth rates naturally decline. Nations with high standards of living and access to education see significantly lower population growth rates. It is in places of poverty and limited opportunity that birth rates surge. Empowering women with education and the freedom to make choices about their own lives may be our most powerful strategy to curb global population growth and create a sustainable future. Rethinking values and choices. At the root of many global issues is the unchecked creation of large families in places where resources are sparse. This cycle of poverty, overpopulation, and environmental degradation feeds itself, perpetuating a world of limited opportunities. Family planning, education, and the ability to make informed reproductive choices are essential for a thriving planet. Every individual must understand that building a sustainable future does not mean simply creating more life. It means preserving the conditions that make life worth living. A call for global responsibility. The call to action is clear. We must collectively adopt new values and principles that prioritize long-term survival over short-term gain. By understanding the weight of our decisions today, we can begin to shift away from a path that leads to an ecological apocalypse. Imagine a world where resources are respected, where population growth is balanced with nature's capacity to provide, and where quality of life is valued above sheer numbers. In such a world, humanity could thrive in harmony with Earth, rather than at her expense. The path forward. We stand at a pivotal moment in human history. The choices we make now will determine the future of life on Earth. The challenges are immense, but they are not insurmountable. Education, empowerment, and a shift in collective values can guide us toward a sustainable existence. It is time for each of us to recognize our role in this global crisis and take responsibility for the well-being of our planet and all its inhabitants. Together, we can forge a new path, a path that honors the delicate balance of life and leaves a legacy of hope and possibility for generations to come. 1. Easter Island, its history as a grim warning. A tiny island offers a vital lesson in sustainability. Easter Island, or Rapa Nui, stands as one of the most remote landmasses on Earth, lying approximately 2,500 miles from Chile's coast and nearly 3,000 miles east of Tahiti. Before its cultural interference by European visitors, Easter Island served as a microcosmic example of a society's rise and fall within an isolated ecosystem, mirroring what might happen on Earth if our collective overreach remains unchecked. This tiny island, once flourishing with life and unique natural resources, offers an invaluable lesson in sustainability and the consequences of ignoring it. A fragile land born of fire. Easter Island's geography is as isolated as it is striking. Formed by the eruptions of three volcanoes over 2 million years ago, it covers roughly 64 square miles in a triangular shape. The island's steep cliffs descend dramatically into the surrounding ocean, with only a few challenging access points and no coral reefs for protection. Once covered with dense forest and thriving ecosystems, today Easter Island is barren, with only a few introduced eucalyptus groves and young palms to remind us of its past abundance. Millions of towering palms once dominated the island, among them the now extinct Pascalococcus dispersa, related to the Chilean wine palm, which provided essential resources to its early inhabitants. Arrival in paradise, the first Polynesians. The first humans arrived on Easter Island between 1,200 and 800 years ago, likely Polynesians who journeyed from the Marquesas Islands, over 1,000 miles away. The arrival date remains a topic of debate, with legends stating that a chief named Atu Matua, his family, and others discovered this paradise between 400 and 700 AD, while carbon dating suggests settlement closer to 1200 AD. The Polynesian voyagers navigated vast oceanic expanses without modern technology, likely guided by the stars and the migratory paths of birds. For these early explorers, the island must have seemed like a miracle, a fertile land with lush forests, freshwater lakes nestled in volcanic craters, and an ocean teeming with fish. The golden age of Rapa Nui, creativity and community flourish. As the Rapa Nui settled and expanded, they developed a remarkable society, rich in culture, art, and ceremony. Their most iconic creations, the towering Moai statues, remain a mystery and a marvel to this day. These figures, carved from volcanic rock, were primarily around 13 feet tall and weighed approximately 13 tons, though some reached up to 33 feet and weighed over 80 tons. They served as symbolic ancestors, embodying the spiritual essence of the island's culture. To this day, over 900 Moai stand as testament to the artistry, belief, and determination of the Rapa Nui people. During this golden age, the island's resources seemed endless. Generations thrived in a society with abundant food and materials, enabling the Rapa Nui to devote time to artistic and ritualistic pursuits, which included constructing and venerating these stone figures. Communities flourished, evolving into complex networks of villages and social hierarchies. The society grew richer with mythology, art, and tradition, worshipping their ancestors as gods through the Moai. The strain of growth, paradise begins to collapse. With each passing generation, the island's population grew, and so did their demand on the land. What once seemed like infinite resources began to dwindle under the pressure of a society pushing the limits of its environment. The vast palm forests that once provided food, building materials, and fuel for cooking were systematically cleared to make way for agriculture, homes, and the transport of the massive Moai. Deforestation led to soil erosion, reduced crop yields, and a decline in biodiversity. The ecosystem's balance was fragile, and as trees disappeared, so did essential elements of daily life. Without trees, Rapa Nui lost its sources of timber for canoe construction, severely limiting fishing, one of their primary food sources. The lack of wood also meant the islanders could no longer create fires to cook or to warm themselves. The result was a devastating chain reaction, stripping the island of its resources and leading to increased hardship for the population. Civilization unravels. War, famine, and decline. As resources vanished, the Rapa Nui's golden age gave way to a period of crisis. Without sufficient food, materials, or means to escape their isolated island, internal conflict and warfare erupted. Once unified communities fragmented, competing for the remaining resources in a brutal struggle for survival. The elaborate rituals, art and cultural achievements that once defined the Rapa Nui culture fell to the wayside as survival took precedence over spirituality and tradition. Archaeological evidence suggests that warfare and even cannibalism arose as desperate responses to scarcity, highlighting the brutal realities of resource depletion. A global mirror, Easter Island as an ominous reflection of Earth's future. The story of Easter Island serves as a timeless parable, a compressed example of what happens when humanity overextends itself within a limited environment. The Rapa Nui, confined to their isolated island, reflect our own situation on Earth, a pale blue dot in the vastness of space. As the Rapa Nui depleted their forests and fish, they unknowingly marched toward collapse. Their society's rise and fall could mirror our own future if we fail to heed the environmental limitations of our planet. Humanity now stands at a similar crossroads, facing deforestation, soil depletion, and species extinction on a global scale. Like the Rapa Nui, our own use of resources often feels boundless, but the Earth's limits are finite. From fossil fuel consumption and industrial farming to widespread deforestation and ocean pollution, our actions echo the fateful choices that ultimately led Easter Island society to ruin. Easter Island's legacy, the power of reflection and responsibility. Easter Island offers more than a warning. It grants us an opportunity for reflection and change. Unlike the Rapa Nui, who could not foresee the consequences of their actions, we have the benefit of both hindsight and technology. The history of Easter Island reminds us of the importance of sustainability and the dangers of unchecked consumption. As global citizens, we possess the means to learn from this story, prioritizing sustainable practices and preserving the planet's remaining resources. The Rapa Nui's legacy implores us to balance growth with conservation and to respect the interconnectedness of life on Earth. Just as Easter Island's story is a microcosm of humanity's potential fate, it also highlights the potential for resilience and change. The lesson is simple but profound. Only by fostering respect for our shared planet and reevaluating our impact on its ecosystems can we hope to avoid a similar fate. Overconsumption of essential resources. A deadly cycle begins. By the 14th century, the population of Rapa Nui reached a staggering 7,000 to 20,000, far beyond what the island's fragile ecosystem could sustain. With each generation, more trees were felled to make way for crops and to build dwellings, canoes, and household items. At first, the land provided abundant resources, with enough timber for cooking fires, construction, and canoe building. However, as the population grew, so did the need for arable land, forcing the Rapa Nui people to clear more forest for planting yams, bananas, taro, breadfruit, sugarcane, and paper mulberry for cloth making. Chickens and possibly other livestock were also introduced, requiring additional shelters and feed. As their ambitions grew, they also undertook the construction of massive ceremonial statues, the iconic moai, which required extensive amounts of wood and materials for transportation across the island. In the rush to expand, the Rapa Nui ignored the island's natural limits, steadily eroding the very foundation of their survival. This period of unchecked growth and consumption offers humanity a sobering parallel, reflecting the same over-exploitation of resources on a global scale. Just as the Rapa Nui depleted their finite resources, modern society relentlessly consumes the Earth's forests, fossil fuels, and ecosystems with little regard for the limits that maintain balance. We too are on an isolated island in space, with no other sanctuary in sight.